Even if he didn't remain a sincerely believing Christian, Hitler would have to have been positively unusual not to have been influenced by the long Christian tradition of blaming Jews as Christ killers. In a speech in Munich in 1923, Hitler said,
"The first thing to do is to rescue Germany from the Jew who is ruining our country. We want to prevent our Germany from suffering as another did, the death upon the cross."
In his Adolf Hitler, the definitive biography, John Toland wrote of Hitler's religious position at the time of the Final Solution.
"Still a member in good standing of the Church of Rome, despite detestation of its hierarchy, he carried within him its teaching that the Jew was the killer of God. The extermination, therefore, could be done without a twinge of conscience, since he was merely acting as the avenging hand of God, so long as it was done impersonally, without cruelty."
Christian hatred of Jews is not just a Catholic tradition. Martin Luther was a virulent anti-Semite. At the Diet of Worms, he said that all Jews should be driven from Germany. And he wrote a whole book on the Jews and their lies, which probably influenced Hitler. Luther described the Jews as a brood of vipers, and the same phrase was used by Hitler in a remarkable speech of 1922, in which he several times repeated that he was a Christian.
"My feeling as a Christian points me to my Lord and Saviour as a fighter. It points me to the man who once in loneliness, surrounded by a few followers, recognised these Jews for what they were and summoned men to fight against them, and who, God's truth, was greatest not as a sufferer, but as a fighter. In boundless love as a Christian and as a man, I read through the passage which tells us how the Lord at last rose in his might and seized the scourge to drive out of the temple the brood of vipers and adders. How terrific was his fight for the world against the Jewish poison. Today, after 2,000 years, with deepest emotion, I recognize more profoundly than ever before the fact that it was for this that he had to shed his blood upon the cross. As a Christian, I have no duty to allow myself to be cheated, but I have the duty to be a fighter for truth and justice. And if there is anything which could demonstrate that we are acting rightly, it is the distress that daily grows. For, as a Christian, I have also a duty to my own people."
It is hard to know whether Hitler picked up the phrase brood of vipers from Luther or whether he got it directly from Matthew 3:7. As Luther presumably did. As for the theme of Jewish persecution as part of God's will, Hitler returned to it in Mein Kampf.
"Hence today I believe that I am acting in accordance with the will of the Almighty Creator. By defending myself against the Jew, I am fighting for the work of the Lord."
That was 1925. He said it again in a speech in the Reichstag in 1938, and he said similar things throughout his career. Quotations like those have to be balanced by others from his table talk, in which Hitler expressed virulently anti-Christian views, as recorded by his secretary. The following all date from 1941.
"The heaviest blow that ever struck humanity was the coming of Christianity. Bolshevism is Christianity's illegitimate child. Both are inventions of the Jew. The deliberate lie in the matter of religion was introduced into the world by Christianity. The reason why the ancient world was so pure, light, and serene was that it knew nothing of the two great scourges, the pox and Christianity. When all is said, we have no reason to wish that the Italians and Spaniards should free themselves from the drug of Christianity. Let's be the only people who are immunized against the disease."
Hitler's table talk contains more quotations like those, often equating Christianity with Bolshevism, sometimes drawing an analogy between Karl Marx and St. Paul, and never forgetting that both were Jews, although Hitler, oddly, was always adamant that Jesus himself was not a Jew. It is possible that Hitler had, by 1941, experienced some kind of deconversion or disillusionment with Christianity. Or is the resolution of the contradiction simply that he was an opportunistic liar whose words cannot be trusted in either direction? It could be argued that, despite his own words and those of his associates, Hitler was not really religious, but just cynically exploiting the religiosity of his audience. He may have agreed with Napoleon, who said,
Religion is excellent stuff for keeping common people quiet.
And with Seneca the Younger?
Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.